Hi, I'm Wayne Modest and I'm co-curator for the Body Adorned exhibition. It's hard to say that there is a London look, that there is a single London look. I mean, London in itself as a city is, I find it such a very big city that is so varied that in some ways sometimes is polarized or segregated, that so many different kind of people live in different places in London. So to say that there is one London look is hard. I think that what one could define as a London look is something that emerged out of the coincidences of many different traditions coming together, that also coincides basically with a city that has always been a world city, an international city. So in terms of international fashion and style, in terms of movements and flows of both textiles, materials, people. So if one could say, what I would say is the London look is a look that has emerged out of global flows of both material objects as well as styles and ideas about what fashion is or what dress is. That's what it is. But that said, there is one person who says the London look is very dark and black and that London has no colour, and I disagree with that. I think that one has to not even look so closely or look so far to find that London is a place that where there is colour, that there is a lot of colour and individuality, that there is a shared feeling for what dress is, that it is actually quite, in my interviews, that it's actually quite an edgy place. One thing that I think is important, though, is that while London is also a place where people are free to dress, many people think about it in terms of individuality and the freedom. There's also a lot of structures that prevent some people from dressing in one way and others from dressing in another way. So it is not a place of absolute freedom as we think it is. It is still a place with its structures of prohibitions.